From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on This Day in Maine, Monday, June 25th, 2018. And on this day, who controls the intertidal zone in Cobbs Cook Bay? Some who live there hope that question is soon resolved. That's ahead in just a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Norway Savings, supporting the colorful vision of Maine's business owners. Live your life in color. NorwaySavings.bank.
The legislature will be back for another day tomorrow after its slog through a pile of unfinished work came to a halt because of a disagreement over bonds, which we'll hear more about in a moment. But first, Steve Missler has this quick rundown.
The special session was supposed to last 3 days, but it's now moving into day 5, with several big issues still unresolved. Among them, a tax conformity proposal designed to better align Maine's tax code with recent changes made by the GOP Congress. Lawmakers have also yet to act on a big overhaul of the state's medical marijuana program. Those votes were supposed to occur last week, but lawmakers continue to stumble over roughly $200 million in bond packages. While a couple of those borrowing proposals advanced Monday, others didn't, forcing lawmakers to come back for yet another session day. The special session was called to clean up work left unfinished in May. It cost taxpayers over $150,000 on the first day and over $36,000 for each subsequent day. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
And now more on the bonds. The issue of selling those bonds for projects across Maine turned into a spat today between Governor LePage and State Treasurer Terry Hayes. Governor LePage blocked the bond sale last week, and now the governor and Terry Hayes, the state treasurer, are trading charges over who's responsible for the delay, which has upset several contractors who are already working on projects. Mal Leary has more.
Over $127 million in bonds were supposed to be sold for an array of projects, but mostly for road and bridge repairs and improvements. That is not happening after Governor LePage refused to sign the paperwork for the bond sale, saying he wants to wait until after the special session is over.
I don't have a problem selling the bonds. There's never been a question. But I do want to know how much damage they're doing upstairs this week. They spent $122 million. Maybe the bond sale has to be a little smaller.
LePage says he told State Treasurer Terry Hayes he wanted to wait on the bond sale, but she told him the process was too far along, with winning bids already accepted from two large commercial banks. LePage says Hayes put a stack of paperwork in front of him last week and asked him to sign the documents.
Would you sign a document? I want your name, but I won't give you any information. No, it doesn't. Even my wife can't get that done out of me.
But Hayes produced several documents approved by the governor over several months, authorizing the borrowing from the state cash pool in anticipation of the sale of the bonds that have already been approved by the voters. They indicate the cash pool will be paid back by June 30th. That won't happen now, and the state will lose interest on that money. Hayes says state government will now likely have to pay a little more to borrow through bonding because of the uncertainty LePage has caused. But Governor LePage says the whole issue was created by Hayes to benefit her campaign for governor as an independent.
The only thing that's going on right now is Terry Hayes is running for governor. And she should resign the job and let somebody else be treasurer while she's running for governor.
This is nothing about me running for governor. Nothing.
State Treasurer Terry Hayes.
It's more about our current governor not doing his job, trying to use these in a game of chicken with the legislature. And that's not in our best financial interest.
Hayes says she will move forward with a bond sale after the governor signs all the paperwork, after the session. LePage says he is upset at the spending bills passed by the legislature, including one to fund Medicaid expansion approved by the voters last fall. He says he plans to veto all of them. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
Finally today, people today don't see as many of the blue boats owned by Acadian Sea Plants of Nova Scotia as they did 3 years ago. Those boats carry fresh-cut rockweed out of Washington County's Cobbs Cook Bay, and they have been the subject of a lot of tension in the area. Tensions are still high among property owners who object to the company's harvest of seaweed near their homes. And as A.J. Higgins reports, they're hoping a pending court case will settle the question of who controls the intertidal zone.
The dried rockweed that has washed ashore in Lubeck crunches and pops beneath Robin Hadlock Seeley's feet as she inspects mounds of vegetation that scientists refer to as Escophyllum nodosum. A senior researcher at the Shoals Marine Lab at Cornell University and a longtime summer resident of Lubeck, Hadlock Seeley negotiates the slippery rockweed-clad boulders with the kind of grace that comes with experience.
This is a fairly old plant, which we can age by counting the air bladders. So the first one is probably about 2 years.
So this is a 14-year-old rockweed here.
Hadlock Seeley would like to see Cobscook Bay's rockweed flourish. Her own research has demonstrated that rockweed provides a refuge for fledgling sea animals and a food source for seabirds. But commercial harvesters, such as Acadian Sea Plants, a Nova Scotian biotech company, has been harvesting around Cobscook Bay for years. Last year, the company was on the losing end of a Washington County Superior Court decision affirming that property owners can deny cutters the right to harvest. Acadian Sea Plants has appealed that decision to the Maine Supreme Court. Current rockweed harvesting regulations rely on a science that treats the plant like grass rather than as a habitat.
The harvesters are allowed to take 17% of the biomass. But there's no protection for keeping the original habitat architecture of the rockweed forest. So the biomass figure is just, you know, treating this like grass or like corn. Like, how much vegetation can you haul off and how much is left?
Homeowners can signal their desire to have their rockweed left alone in a Cobscook Bay registry, but the registry has no enforcement mechanism. And while the court appeal is pending, cutting operations in the bay continue. Marilyn Ness has owned a home on Cobscook Bay for many years, and she says the cutters will sometimes argue with her over their right to cut rockweed. More often, however, Ness says the cutters seem to prefer to scout out the residences when no one is home. She says she objects to having her privacy interrupted by cutters outside her window and surrendering the property that she pays taxes on.
It's disruptive to me because someone is on my property making money off of me that I've already paid. You know, if they said to me, we'll split our deal with you. If you let us come, we'll split our profit. They haven't.
At the Department of Marine Resources, the Patrol Division continues to intervene on behalf of property owners who want rockweed harvesting to stop. And in those cases, the cutters have complied. But Ness and others say there are always cutters who will just wait until another day to make that return trip. DMR spokesman Jeff Nichols says the department's policy will continue until there's a ruling from the Maine Supreme Court. Merritt Carey, a Maine-based spokeswoman for Acadian Sea Plants, says the company continues to advise its cutters against engaging in confrontations with landowners.
We make every effort to ensure that our harvesters are always where they should be, and we watch them quite carefully, and we're out there every day with them. We have a manager who is dedicated just to the Cobscook Bay area.
In the meantime, if the Nova Scotian company fails to keep an eye on its subcontractors, the residents of Cobscook Bay will be watching. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.
For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Monday, June 25th, 2018. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team. I'm Nora Flaherty.